a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell with Mitch Harper from KSL Sports, KSL's Cougar Sports Saturday, and, of course, Cougar Tracks. A lot of cougar in there.
Row, row, Scott, row.
You know what that sounds like over the overhead, don't you?
Yeah.
Sounds like someone flushing a toilet, just so you know.
Yeah, my Cougar Growl is not as good as Greg Rebell's.
I went through the same thing when I was with the Detroit Lions. If you're inside and you do that, like, kind of the growl of a cougar, sounds like a toilet flushing. But, you know, that's nothing against BYU. It's just cougars and lions, I guess. All right, so according to Mitch Harper, hey, wait a minute, that's you.
That is.
You wrote an article on KSLSports.com. You can go to KSLSports.com, find everything sports-related. You can actually get our show in podcast form. So if you don't catch us on the radio, because we know you don't drive for 2 hours. I mean, we have people that just get in their car and drive around for 2 hours and listen to us. We love those people. Thank you very much. It's my family, by the way, but other than that... If you miss parts of the show, you're not going to miss anything, which is really cool. Love podcasts, and you can find them on KSLSports.com or anywhere you find your podcasts. Anyways, you wrote this article, and it's about the process of bowl practice and how it's extremely beneficial. And I remember when I was a high school football coach, where we were limited in the time we could practice, just like in college. There's certain practice times and there's moratorium times and all the, you know, you can only spend so much time with these players. And if we were, if we lost in the playoffs in high school, then we could continue practicing all the way through the state championship. So you could practice almost a month. And it was, and we did it actually. Most of the time we were in the playoffs, but there was time when we actually did it. And the same thing happens at BYU or really for any school. And I think it's an awesome perspective to have, especially when you have these young players. So BYU kind of has adopted that philosophy. And talk about some of these players that actually will benefit the most from this.
Well, and the thing that's interesting is Kalani has made it clear that this is kind of like this bowl practice period. It's kind of like a second spring football where they get 15 or so practices and they can really project and evaluate the young guys. So it's a beneficial opportunity. But one of the notable players that I think these bowl practices will serve them well is starting at the top, Zach Wilson, the quarterback. And I think that's where it all starts and kind of ends with BYU. That performance in the regular season finale for BYU against San Diego State, it was a huge letdown, Scott. I know BYU already knew their bowl destination, the Hawaii Bowl, but coming off the heels of Kalani's extension and to have that performance where they... To come off that performance where they had...
Your time's up, Mitch. Sorry. We're going to have to end the program right now. Thanks for joining us.
Sorry there, but to come off that performance where they only put up 3 points and Kalani gets his extension, I think it's raised again some questions about BYU's offense and particularly Zach Wilson. So he's got to improve because I think he's shown that I think he's clearly BYU's best quarterback, in my opinion. I feel like he's got the highest upside, the potential, but his decision making has been in question sometimes, and he's always looking for that deep ball. Kind of just go with a little bit of the dink and dunk like we saw from Baylor Romney. So I think these practices to continue to get healthy with the shoulder, with the thumb, that'll be beneficial for Zach Wilson, but also, too, Jaren Hall. Jaren Hall looked dynamic against Utah State last month.
Is Jaren actually able to play then? I mean,
yeah, he's fully cleared.
I just heard his head was, there were a lot of concerns about it. And that he should retire and just go play baseball.
Well, see, and I thought like that as well. I heard those rumblings early on after he suffered that second concussion against Utah State. I thought Jaren's probably going to be a guy that's going to be out for the rest of the season, and that was the buzz. But he's now practicing, and he's going to be available most likely for that Hawaii Bowl coming up on Christmas Eve. So he'll be practicing as well. And BYU's now suddenly got three scholarship quarterbacks. You got Baylor Romney, who's still battling a little bit of an illness and recovering from his foot injury. So Zach Wilson's a great opportunity for him, but also young guys as well in the program to show that they're building that depth, which, again, is becoming a big focus for BYU.
One of the things you can do in college that is unique, and you can get a lot of work out of practice with a lot of guys because you have the numbers. You know, you got like 100 players, so you can have two huddles going at the same time, and you can just churn through a lot of plays in practice and get a lot of reps for people because, you know, if you're like Jaren Hall and you're in season, it's hard for you to get the reps that you normally would want to get. Where this becomes more like spring football, it's kind of like everyone's invited to the party now, and it's a different thing. And I don't know that people really fully understand the value of that and how because you can run two offensive lines and two really position groups, and they can be ones and ones or whatever, and you just one huddle goes and calls up in the next huddle, and they do it all the time, and you can't do it in the pros because you don't have the same numbers or really in high school. So if you're really organized in how you do things, you can get a lot done with a lot of these other players like Baylor Romney, like Jaren Hall. There's also a different philosophy about the mindset of practice going into these bowls, where a lot of coaches say, "Yeah, we understand that situation because we'd like our young guys to play, but you also have seniors, and the seniors are like, I'm done, right? This is the icing on the cake for me. I'm gonna kind of go in cruise control." And I'm curious, did he address that at all, or is there any thought process about, you know, what do we do with the guys that aren't coming back?
Yeah.
And are they going to want to practice and with the same kind of intensity?
Yeah, Kalani addressed that, and he believes that his guys will give it their best effort in this game, but I'm skeptical, Scott, because I think this BYU team, they've shown to have letdowns, and I think this senior class, like, at the end of the day, it's the Hawaii Bowl. It's a glorified exhibition. There's nothing really at stake here. BYU, they showed some tangible improvement with some big wins against USC and Boise State, but still 7-5. That was about it. And you're playing a Hawaii team that I think could potentially blow the doors off of BYU. I think this offense with the run and shoot that Hawaii has, they could put up some points. And I don't know if BYU can keep up, but hopefully BYU's players are bought in and engaged because they've shown there's games where you're left wondering, what just happened? Where were you? Where did you guys show up? Because that San Diego State game, the Toledo game, those were big fat no-shows from BYU. And that's kind of where I think fans feel that maybe this is a team that just might not show up. I feel like they're saying everything right now, but once you get to Hawaii, like the Rainbow Warriors,
you know,
they don't have to travel. They're going to be there. They're
right.
Not wowed
right
by the island. So it's going to be an interesting element there.
No, you know, I was going to say, you know how hard it is to like actually play in Hawaii? As if I don't know that I would want to play. I'd want to be like, look, let's go have a vacation. This is a fun time. Any BYU players, are they going to opt out of the game and not hurt their draft chances?
Yeah,
you hear any of that?
Not expecting any players to sit out, but I do think guys like Kyrus Tonga, defensive lineman, and tight end Matt Bushman, it's a strong likelihood that those guys both declare for the NFL draft after this bowl game. But I think those are type of players that maybe need one more data point to their body of work to show scouts, hey, this is what we did against, you know, this team. Because I still think those are guys that, at best, maybe fourth-round guys, so they need additional film to impress scouts.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. There are other bowl games. Actually, there's 41. And any of them any good? We'll find out in a minute.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.